Hey, Imbal, real quick, I just re-listened to the call, and it was at the very last minute that she did say, because someone asked about recording, so I just wanted to just kind of clear that up if there was anything.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So most of it will be like on silent, but because you'll be working, but maybe like there'll be benefit with the questions. So getting back to the outline, really the purpose of this, and right, this is, you always want to tell people why we're doing, what we're doing. So just that it's really helpful to have a health space and container to get some work done, to focus, to be intentional, and to not get distracted. And so we'll set a strong foundation for the work time. We'll work for about 40 minutes. Then we'll come back together for about 5 minutes to regroup, to reground, to reset. And then we'll have another 30-minute chunk. And then the last 5 minutes will be integration and getting clear on next steps. So during the work chunks, I'll be here to hold space while you work and also to answer any questions that you may have. All right, so I'm going to offer you a couple of questions. It is going to go pretty quickly. So I will just remind you, right, because the main focus is the get it done. So this is just intended to support you to get clear on what you'd like to focus on. So inviting you to trust whatever comes to you. So the main question is what you'd like to get done by the end of our time together today. Realistically, it'll end up being about 70 minutes of work, so just over an hour. It may be unrealistic to plot out your entire framework. So maybe by the end of the day, you want to be clear on the hero's start and end point, and then the main steps to bridge them. Also a reminder to, especially at first, it can be helpful to be really messy, to just dump all the ideas out on the paper, to not get attached to anything. And then, either in the second work chunk or your own individual work session, to get more organized. So, really inviting you to be free in this, especially if it's the first work chunk that you're really devoting to this. So based on what you'd like to get done by the end of our time together today, what would you like to get done in the first 40 minutes?
Hey, Inval, I've got a question. Where, how do we know what we want to work on? Because I don't have any of the worksheets. I can't seem to find them in the dashboard or the member center thing.
Oh, interesting. Okay. It is so weird. I don't know if it's still like the planets in retrograde because a couple of people were not, there's more issues with these worksheets than there ever have been. So, but they should be.
I just saw them. They're in there. You have to go under the program schedule. Everything's listed under the date. You
So it's
go
like,
in.
yeah, so there should be tabs. Once you go into the member center and you go into curriculum lab, there should be tabs. It's let me get everyone started and focused, and then we can because also there were the preparation emails that everyone should have received. So this is all also information from the class on Monday. So the from Monday's like kickoff class, And the homework was to be clear on like the start and the end, and then the main steps. So looking at, and I can also, when we get into our work chunk, see if I can get technical support or just get them myself and download them here. So we looked at what you'd like to accomplish in the overall time together, and then to look at what you'd like to do in the first 40 minutes. And then from there, what is the energy that you would like to bring to your work time? And the reason I'm asking this is because everything is energy, and this, the energy dictates how we feel about the time we spend. It helps you to be intentional. So do you want to bring creativity, lightheartedness, confidence, spaciousness, and having that energy be intentional may lead to more productivity and flow. And I will get back to the chat and any hands. And then just for today, what distractions, inner or outer, do you need to turn off or move away from to get the work done? So I'll just give you a moment with that. I'd love to see the energy you're selecting. Yes, to beginner's mind, playfulness, ease. Awesome. So I want to get you all going. Vicky, let me take your question. So please.
So this really isn't a question. With the curriculum, I've had the same issue. It's not laid out on the page when you go to the, when you click on Curriculum Lab. So you have to go to the little menu button, and then that's where it is. It's because all the others are on the page. Like once you click a certain, like sacred, if you click a program, then it's already laid out. This one is in the tab with program schedule for Curriculum Lab. It's okay, there.
Right on.
It's just not as easy to get to as the others, or not as readily available as the others in other programs. That's all.
Great. Thank you. All right. So so let's get into it. So just a note, turn off your sound so you don't get distracted. I'm here this whole time to answer questions voice to voice in the chat. I will also be checking the Facebook group, but I will mainly be here. You are welcome to send a Google link, a Google document link. Just make sure that it is shareable. And if you get stuck, you can always come back here and ask me to help you. One trick if you get stuck is just to write. Even if you're not loving your ideas, even if you notice that you're being critical, just to get the flow going. And then we'll come back for five. So I'm here, I'm putting a timer on, and then I'm here for questions. So just give me a moment. All right, welcome to your first work chunk. Roland.
Thank you. So I have a unique problem, I guess. My workshop is a 6-month online writer's workshop, and people come into the workshop for a variety of reasons. Like somebody might come into the workshop to complete a first draft. Somebody else might come into the workshop to finish something. Somebody else might come into the workshop because there's some kind of like great experiment in their writing practice that they would like to embark on. So those are like very different things, and I'm not sure how to, like, you know, like I need, like, the way, what makes the workshop great is that I allow for those, that variety of things, I think, because people actually have the advantage of like having people in the workshop who are doing different things. And I think there's a lot of great cross-pollination that happens as a result. And so I'm not really sure how to kind of answer this question of like, what's the journey? What are the, because I feel like there are a few different journeys that they might
totally
be.
So I love this question. I'd love for you to ask Joanna as well, but I do have, I will share with you my ideas. So what's coming up for me, and I actually checked out your website on this.
Okay.
So I think that one of the benefits is really around having this creative space. So the journey, part of your journey is for them to honor where they are in their creative journey. And to have, and so I wonder if there's, so when you say like the cross-pollination, I'm curious about like where the crossing is. What are the common themes around this container and around the creativity process and the space that you create that are beneficial for everyone, regardless of where they at, they're at?
Okay, so you make me think about actually something that has come up a lot, which is that like the people who get the most out of the workshop are the people who fully embrace the idea that they're going to get a lot from their fellow workshop participants. And the ones who get the least out of the workshop are the ones who are like, well, I want to work on my own thing and I'm not so interested in what the other people are doing. You know, like I feel like the openness is like a key to them like actually moving forward in a meaningful way.
Totally. And I think in terms of like marketing, like part of what you, part of the appeal is to be creative with other folks, to be supported, to share, right? To not be in this like isolation. Right. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the journey, then, you know, then it's around like, it sounds to me like it's around them being confident and like focused on their work. And maybe feeling a sense of community, feeling connected.
Okay.
And I would also encourage you to think, you know, if you think of, and this could be helpful for others, if you think of like kind of some of the key archetypes, you know, like the person who needs to get started, the person who is like so close to the final draft, but it's stuck. What are the most, let's say the three most common archetypes or like types of ideal clients or participants, and then see if they have any commonalities among them.
Okay.
In terms of where they're starting mm-hmm. and what they might desire as an endpoint.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Is that good for now? Helpful?
Yeah, that's great. That's right great. On. Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. Bruce.
Yeah, hi. Nice to be here. Similar question to Roland's. So we have a long, pretty well laid out 36 week program, but it's in different modules, right? And it's pretty well laid out already. But we're thinking, and it's pretty broad to a broad audience in the recovery space, right? So we're thinking about designing a smaller, like we're calling the basics, right, of this program that is, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, like a subset of the longer program to kind of have people get a taste for it, understand kind of where we're going with it. So my question is, in this curriculum lab and, you know, long-term, obviously, but particularly in this curriculum lab, focusing either on the 4 to 6 weeks or the longer practice, if you will, which is what we're calling it.
Well, what do you mean by the longer, what do you mean by the longer practice? Like, is this like the overall recovery program and then the 3 to 6 week would be an introduction or would be part of it?
Well, the it's a 4 to 6 week would be an intro and a basic. So we're thinking about keeping that as kind of like a standalone. Like somebody may not want to go through the whole, you know, they may not want to commit to that long.
Totally.
So during this,
is the broader program mapped out?
Yeah, pretty well. Yep.
Okay. So it's interesting. I feel like there was a similar question in the chat. Well, maybe you're not on Facebook, but are you asking, like, if that's developed, are you asking whether to work more closely on that or whether to focus on the 4 to 6 week?
Exactly.
So, you know, it really depends on your capacity. It sounds, you know, in a way, what would be more exciting to you? Because I'm also curious, like, you know, do you need the broader program to be fully articulated to know what the first four to six weeks would be?
No, not necessarily. And we have, you know, it's obviously a very large outline of it. But when it comes to the journey, right? So, you know, to Joanna's work, you know, being masterful and really grabbing people's attention so that they understand where it's going and what the end result could be in this beginning 4 to 6 weeks. It's like, do we craft that to be its own module that obviously they're going to get something from that, but also then to draw them to see what the possibilities are in the greater practice?
Right. So maybe that's your endpoint, is seeing possibilities in recovery. It really depends on like, I think it depends on what you'd like to work on, right? Because and then you can see how much you can, what is possible in 4 to 6 weeks, because it makes sense that they're not gonna get like the same between 4 to 6 weeks versus 8 or 9 months or however, or even 6 months.
Right, yeah.
So I think it's like, either what would move forward this practice or your company, your business the most, or what you're most excited about?
Yeah, I was thinking more particularly as far as the journey, like taking them on a journey in these first 4 to 6 weeks, that needs to be a journey of its own. It's to me. And then what follows is whether they want to continue on that journey or whether they want to offload and do something else, obviously. But I think you've kind of answered my question or answering it myself for me. It's like, I think that journey needs to be developed within that 4 to 6 weeks so that they can see the possibilities. So
great. And it's always like, there's always a journey within a journey.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. So it's like, you know, so each class could be a journey. Each module of a course will be a journey.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. So Rose, welcome. We are in our first work chunk, and it is 40 minutes. We have 31 minutes left, and then we'll have another work chunk after that. Ruth, please. Oh, and I'm just taking questions now, but if you want to be working, then turn off your sound and do your thing. Hi, Ruth.
Yeah, hi. So I just wanted to ask if this applies to one-on-one coaching.
If which applies?
I mean, like the curriculum that we are creating here, can it be applied to one-on-one coaching?
So
more for like groups.
So it's a little bit different, and so it's up to you to decide what process you'd like to work on. Do you want to work on a curriculum for a group, or do you want to work on a process that you would take your one-on-one clients on? So there will be some overlap, because what you would facilitate a group on, you know, would be issues that are common to your clients. But so it really depends on what you'd like to focus on. you know, during the curriculum lab.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I guess it's pretty much the same process, but it's just like, you know, one-on-one versus a group, really.
Right. And the exercises will be different once we get to that.
Yeah.
But for now, depending on how much of the prep work you'd started, and I think it is important to make a decision, because that's a way of creating a container for yourself instead of having the energy leak into like, well, if this were a group, if this were a one-on-one, because if you trust that, like, that they are parallel, then you know that whichever one you select could then inform the other one.
Yeah. Okay.
And you can change your mind.
Yeah. That makes sense. Cool.
Is that helpful for now?
It is, yeah. Awesome. And then the questions that we're working on, is it the prep questions that were sent a few days ago? Is that what we're working on?
Right. So those would be a great place to start. Yeah. Or like the homework around like starting about thinking about the endpoint, the beginning point, the endpoint. Mm-hmm. And then any of the steps in between that come to you, because really what we're going now is to have the overall framework.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. Sophia, go ahead. Oh, Sophie, go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Good. I'm gonna put my video on. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks so much for this. It's amazing. I'm just looking at this big list. I mean, I'm great at just dumping a million ideas down on a page. So I'm looking at a massive list of the results and the starting point, like kind of two pages for each. In response to the questions, and is that okay? I'm feeling like I need to like distill it down into like a starting point and a result, but is the point to just have it all mapped out? Do you know what I mean?
No, because my sense is like that I want to make sure I understand your question, because I feel like you have what you need but you're doubting it, so I want to be open to what to make sure I understand you.
Thank you. I guess I'm not quite sure what the most potent outcome is from the results list and the starting point list, and what's going to help me to map out the steps most easily and just help me to get the most out of the program and create the curriculum. I've basically got about like 50 things, 50 different kinds of result and 50 different starting point ideas, which has really helped me to flesh out the picture. Like, I really know where they are now and where they want to be. And I probably am just over doubting myself, but is there a process of distilling that I need to do?
Right, totally. So I'm curious, like, you know, can you share with me some of your results just so we're talking more substantively instead of abstractly? Because that'll help us
get grounded. So for what she's accomplished, it's a course about working with your menstrual cycle to have success and impact in business. So I've said she'll have clarified. So I've written something different for what will she have accomplished? What will she have learned? So she'll have clarified the gifts of each phase of her cycle and the challenges from each phase of the cycle. She'll have made a plan to work every month according to her strengths and to manage her challenges. And then what will she have learned? How her creativity shifts and changes through her cycle, which business tasks are easiest and which are most challenging for different phases of the cycle, how to use her menstruation time for vision and rest, how to work with her inner critic in the autumn. Like, I go through each inner season of the menstrual cycle. How will she feel by the time the program's complete? And I've got a list of different ways that she's going to feel. Do you want me to share some more?
Yeah, so I'm curious if what could be helpful, because these are like different levels of detail. So there's like how she'll feel, there's like the inner and the outer. So I wonder if you could create, you know, that like, this is how she'll feel, you know, she'll be like, this is how she'll feel on an inner level, and this is on the outer level what she'll have. She'll have a work plan that's based on her cycles. She'll have the basic knowledge of working with her cycles. So it's kind of like, it's like you got to the micro, and so now I want you to zoom back out. If you're imagining this participant who, you know, like is up and down and you know, and really off track with her cycle and how she's fighting with herself and, you know, all of the different, but, you know, like the challenges that she's having, you know, and how she feels once she's empowered with all of this knowledge and also has a tangible plan and knows how to apply this process. So I wonder if there's like one client to support you with this, if there's one client that you can think of where you've really seen her embody or inhabit this shift, because that'll help you to visualize, zoom out.
Yeah.
And then, but all of this detail is then really going to help you market it.
Yeah.
But you don't need a different journey for each of those things, because it's like she's all one person, because really she's a woman who's not attuned to her cycle, who also wants to be successful in business.
Yep. Or actually her starting point probably most likely is that she is tracking her cycle and she's curious about it, but she doesn't know how to bring it into her business. It's probably a little bit more nuanced.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Right. And so I've got the same amount of detail for the starting point as well, which feels great. But
beautiful. Really about like, right. So I had her as an extreme. So it's like, that just shows that like you actually know exactly where she's at. So zoom it out into more of an archetype instead of the details.
Okay. And so thank you. This is really good. What might that look like? Like maybe like 4 bullet points for the result and 4 bullet points for the starting point, or like what kind of format might that take? The the zoomed out. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. That's a really, you know, like, I can't draw, but I'm picturing kind of like, yeah, like maybe the overall thing. So you could even start with like inner, outer, you know, just to have it into like those two kind of more overarching categories, and then see all the stuff, like where it fits.
Yeah, I could make a kind of grid, inner, outer, starting point, result, and just put some points in each. Yeah, it would help me to see it all condensed and distilled down, I think.
Right. Yeah. And you can always like add or create another category, but as a next step, yeah, create like your archetype and then see.
Okay. I shall go and do that. Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, Michelle, I got your document. I'm going to take a look at that. If anyone has a question, you can just speak in case. All right, Patty, I will get to you. Give me just one moment. I want to take a look at Michelle's document. Michelle, actually, let me ask you, do you have a specific question?
It would help if I unmuted myself, wouldn't it? No, I mean, I kind of want to make sure that I did that part of the assignment right, and just kind of wanted general feedback. And, you know, if somebody's willing to offer it, I'm willing to take it.
Oh, right on, totally, totally. All right, I'm going to do that.
Thanks.
Michelle, I can drop a few notes, but I need you to give me edit access.
All right, doing that now. Editing. Sorry, Embal, I thought that I set that up for anybody with a link to do that. All right, here, let me click on the share and modify it.
It's a trip, sometimes it changes.
Welcome to Google, it's got a mind of its own. And now the screen just goes, I am not usually technically challenged, but now the whole screen just goes gray, like, what do you want to share? Let me just hit refresh, hold on.
Bryn, can you share it in a Google Doc, or if you can put it in the chat?
All right. Try now, Embal. Sorry about that. Thanks.
It's all good.
Hey, Inbal.
Hey, give me 1 second.
Okay.
So Michelle, I just asked a few questions, but in terms of like the inner and outer, it's super clear. Like I could really feel, it may be helpful to get clear for yourself. Like what are the things that are leading to her issues?
Ah, yes. And I
right,
know
like
those.
The inner stuff. So it's like you express like her challenges, how they're manifesting in her life.
Perfect. That was very helpful.
Awesome. And if there's any other questions, I just want to be like, okay, so Patty.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
So I haven't listened to the complete recording from Monday. I work full time. What I'm going to be doing will be done on the weekends. Mm-hmm. So I just want to be sure that I'm doing this correctly. My client, today, I decided she fears the dentist instead of the dentist and a manager and doing that journey. So I wasn't sure how to start. So I just really put myself in her shoes. So I wrote, she begins the course either by writing her story out and she shares it with me. I want to do one-on-one coaching, but because I work full time and my time is limited, I was thinking this could help me with a one-on-one, like maybe the very first thing I have her do after the initial consultation is just type out her story if she has one of fear, like what happened before in the past. Then I said, okay, number two, she begins to write out her thoughts, like what she's thinking. As she's
Patty, let me jump in.
Yeah,
what is her end point?
Her end point is that she can pick up a phone, schedule her appointment, and go. There's another end point that once she's there working with me, she's learned, she has like her toolbox with her, strategies and tools to have an easier time when she's actually with the dentist. But before she's in that chair, there are things she needs to do from home. Because when she's at home, she's panicking, she's worried, she believes.
Right. I want you, you're a little bit at too much in the details. Mm-hmm. So of how you would take her. So, you know, it sounds like that, you know, at the end of the journey, she is confident or at least yeah. like feels safe doing whatever is needed for her dental health. And that including when she's actually going to the dentist that she can deal and receive the services that she is there for.
Right.
Right. And so I would like you to, so instead of like it seems to me, and please correct me, that you're going into like the steps. So I want you to like try again with the how it is in the, you know, because all of this stuff, like when she's at home, so all of this work that you would be doing, all of these challenges, once addressed, what would be the end point?
That's where I'm starting with today.
Right. Well,
that's where I was confused.
Right. So start with the end point.
Okay.
And then you, or the starting point, but it's kind of like, if you're looking at a journey, you want to know like what, like your spectrum is either the starting and the end or the end and the start.
So that's what I'm going to work on now. The end point, like after she's worked with me, what does she get out of the course? How does she feel?
Exactly.
Got it.
The course, thank you. The course or the one-on-one
or coaching. The one-on-one. Yes. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Okay. So Julia, let me just ask you, oh, you did write something. Okay. Let me just say, Julia, I'm with you. And then Bryn, and Alta. Yeah, I hear you. You can share, you can totally share your draft in the group. And I'm gonna make a note. Let me just make a note for myself. Okay, Julia, I'm with you. She's doing the. What's the question, Julia?
So this is for my front door offer. And I'm wondering if this is selling too much for what I'd like to be maximum for a week. If it even makes sense.
So to me, it's a little bit general. Like, so I don't know what it means, like what you mean by fundamentals. It sounds to me like that the end result is a little bit more around, it's less around skills and it's more around like teaching them how to be.
Yes.
Right. So, which is awesome, right? Like, cause that's sustainable and that's really awesome work. It also, it's not clear to me how you want her to be. What's like the inner, most of this seems to be like it's looking at her inner hurdles. But then the last sentence is about significantly increasing revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so, like, is she going to have a plan? Is she going to have like clarity on something specific?
Well, the idea is what I've been playing with is when we change the inner belief, then what we see on the outward is a significant increase in revenue. So I was playing with the raise your inner vibration to match your outward strength, so that you can raise your income ceiling as a consequence.
Right. So what I'm seeing is, tell me if this resonates, that it's like, there's this person who's like, looks successful, has a business, the inner stuff doesn't match. And yes, that's getting in the way of her actually being and feeling and generating acting like the outside person.
Yes.
So how to get the inner to match the outer.
Yes.
Okay. So I think that for you, this is too vague.
Okay.
So it's like, so at the end, like she's confident, she knows what to apply. And it sounds like she also has like an inner game. Mm-hmm. That's different. Yes. An inner thought. She has a higher vibration.
Yes.
She feels like who is inside is the same as who she wants to project and actually be on the outside.
Yes.
So get clear on that, and then you'll know what's in between and if it's, and how long it'll be. Because it's also like front door, whatever you call it, it's, you know, you'll see what's possible if you want it to be 6 weeks, if you want it to be 3 months. Because then maybe you see the outside, you see the end and you see the start, and you start to map out the steps. Whatever you generate will be helpful to you, because then you can also then just take a chunk of it.
Yes. So Inbal, my thing has been that, so for my private clients over 12 months, they've each generated between $100,000 and $150,000. And what happened within the first 4 to 6 weeks is that they shifted an old story, and that just opened them up to doing things different. I've been struggling with capturing that.
So I think it depends, you know, do you want this to be like a 6 month program with clients, or do you want it
like
to
4 weeks?
Yeah. So maybe your thing is like the, you know, you capture, it's like that you work on the one belief that is the main thing that's getting in their way right now.
Yeah.
And we can, once you get clear, then we can talk more, like, because then that would be a different marketing thing. But it looks like in 4 weeks, you can get to one core belief.
Yes. Okay.
Is that good for now? Does that feel helpful in terms of next steps?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Right on. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, Bryn. Okay. Bryn, let me know once you send it, or should I go to someone else and then come back? Or did you share it in the Facebook group? You're on mute, dear.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate so it's that.
Like after 18 months, I still forget too.
Okay, so someone else mentioned they're not very tech savvy, and today it seems to be I'm in that same boat. So I did it in Word, and then I copied it into Google Drive, and I was just trying to, I just connected Zoom and Google Drive, but I don't know what happened. So I don't know if it'd be easier for me to just read it off to you or just try to send it again and you go to somebody else.
Read it off to me. Let's see what we can get through. Let's see what we can get through.
Okay. So, I'm doing it via Pillars. Pillars kind of resonated with me.
Mm-hmm.
So just to let you know, the program is for, post-divorced women is how I'm phrasing it. I might have to change that because it may not resonate with divorced women, but it's just as soon as they're divorced, we work together. And to go through that whole healing process, which I went through. So the first pillar is working through anger and recognizing triggers from your ex. Second pillar would be eliminating negative self-talk and eliminating self-beliefs around being damaged goods and not good enough. The third pillar is regaining confidence, self-esteem lost through the battle of the divorce. Fourth pillar is awakening self-love to feel empowered so settling isn't an option. Fifth pillar, creating a foundation for healthy new relationships. And that's 25 minutes. I set a timer. Yeah. And then sixth pillar, the last one, is acceptance of your new reality being divorced.
All right, can I get back to you when we get into I'm glad we got those out. So welcome back, everyone. We're just back here for 5 minutes. And I just wanna hear by voice in the chat, how'd it go? What do you want to celebrate and acknowledge? So I'd love to hear from anyone who would like to share. What are you celebrating? What are you acknowledging? What went well in that first 40 minutes?
I will share.
Please.
I made 2 pages, an overview of all my current clients, what they are struggling with now, and what they want as a result. And I was really working in a flow and very concentrated. So that's my celebration. And I also made a starting point, conclusion, and a result conclusion of all my clients. So
amazing. I feel like this will generate so much for you, Rose, just from like a group program, but also individually, and will also help with your marketing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And yes, it feels celebrating all of you who got to experience flow in our like attention economy world. It is such a celebration to be able to focus.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad, Sophie. Michaelyn, I will totally help you with that. Roland, I'm so happy. So think about what went well. And I'm curious if you learned anything about yourself or your creative process in this first chunk.
It's really helpful to go over things again, like over and over, and just write stuff down. I find that maybe it's the space, how the container's set, but I definitely feel a lot more, I think someone did say in the groove, but just I can think a little bit better once it's like we're all like together thinking about really similar things. So I'm learning that I need more of this kind of space to really just do the work that I need to do. So yeah, this has been really helpful.
Good. I love me a container. An external container. All right. So go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to share that I was able to really think about how I help my clients, which just comes to me. And I don't really like just, I haven't really like really focused to put it all down on paper, like really, really clearly. As I have in this past couple of minutes. So I just want to celebrate that.
That's awesome. All right, so we have, it's going to be a 25 minute flow because we took more time getting started, but it's our first one. So get clear on what you'd like to do and on the energy you'd like to bring. And I will see you back here in 25 to wrap up. And turn your sound off so you don't get distracted. All right, Bryn. So for me, you know, and we didn't get into your starting and end point. So there were some assumptions there. But what I will say from what you've shared in your outline, I like that I kind of see this cascade of kind of like, you know, from down, like an arc, you know, that she starts like kind of beat down, you know, it's a major transition, even if it was by choice, it was from a, you know, a challenging situation, even if she initiated it, it's a challenging situation. The one thing that stood out to me is that I feel like acceptance of the new reality needs to come first or needs to come earlier. Because otherwise, because it's like there's so much energy that goes into resisting. And I wonder if maybe accepting is an overall theme.
Okay, so I loved how you called that out, Inbal, because I'd actually written the acceptance of the new reality for the third pillar. But when I was writing out to you, I'm like, no, that'll be the last one. So you said too that it should come earlier. So I had, okay, so original plan I had, that would be my third pillar. And fourth was regaining confidence, self-esteem. Fifth was the awakening of self-love. And then sixth was creating foundation for a healthy new relationship.
Yeah. So I mean, there's so many directions you could go with this. I mean, because also one question is like, you know, a healthy new relationship with someone else or like with herself. So yeah.
Yeah.
So my bias is that you focus on her when like so much of it, right? Part of this is like bringing the energy and the focus back to her.
Yeah.
The other thing I will say, and I want to move on, and you know, we can go back to this, but you know, that if you're going to work on anger, you also need to work on grief.
Yes. Thank you. So it was, I have that as like a subset, but what words do you put in your like titles? Like, do I have to name all those? Cause grief is great. Absolutely. I totally, but do I like, how many do you list out? Or is that more in like this kind of what you describe that?
I mean, to me, grief is a major one. And it's actually anger is considered like a secondary emotion. And underneath it is the sadness and the brokenheartedness. And
yeah.
So to me, that's actually more fundamental. It's being expressed as anger or rage, but maybe it's like, you know, dealing with challenging emotions and you look at like the top three.
Love it. Yeah. And this is being recorded. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Fabulous. Yeah. All right. Okay. Is that all good? Good.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you want to put anything in writing, do that. But I think for now, do you feel like for your next step, you're good?
Yes. Okay. I do. Super. Thank you.
Nina. I'm going to wait. You asked me to message you. I'm going to do that. Okay, so Nina, and then Dottie, I see you. I am checking the chat. What do you mean what I want to do? Sorry. Patty, I don't understand your question. Michaelyn, I hear you on the specificity. Let's talk voice to voice once I speak with Nina. Nina, do you see my message? All right, Dottie, if you can hear me, let's go to you and then I'll go back to Nina.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
So I am working on a shorter course, probably like 6 weeks or so, I'm thinking, on forgiveness. And I'm having trouble. I'm writing my steps out, but I'm having trouble at the end because I don't feel like, you know, full forgiveness is really attainable, because I feel like it's a process. It's an ongoing process. So I'm curious if you have any suggestions for how to create a final step when it's not really tangible or measurable.
Totally. I'm with you. I'm just looking off so I can focus. So if she doesn't have, well, I mean, I agree with you that it's like full forgiveness can be a farce and can be a lot of pressure. Yeah. So if it's not that, what would she have? Or what would they have?
I think like more peace, you know, inner peace, and at least some steps on that path towards forgiveness.
Yeah, I hear that. So it's like the peace, and I'm also like sensing that it's like they've done what they can, or they feel good about the progress that they've made. And that, like, even like they know what's next. Sorry, just I'll get back to you in one moment. And that, like, they know what's next. where it's like, maybe that it's like, it's not as like raw, and like that there's a trust that like the next step will evolve and they don't need to, it's less about doing and more about being.
Yeah.
So maybe it's that it's like, it they can shift into like, I don't love this word at all, but like the place that's more passive. It's like the being versus doing, and like in trusting and also feeling good about like the progress that they have made, and also trusting themselves that the next step will come and maybe they don't have to effort so much around it. Does any of that resonate?
Yeah, it does. Yes, thank you. Because I think I have my starting point as they might be a little bit like unsure of what forgiveness is or how to do it.
Yeah. You know?
So yeah, to have that endpoint be where maybe it doesn't feel as triggering, it's not as raw.
Yeah, and also speaking to, you know, like, I don't know if you use this exact word, but the pressure around forgiving and to forgive and like, you know, that if you don't forgive, it's not about them, it's about you. And, you know, that even like seeing, even assessing where they are in the process and what they need around it. So like wherever they are by the end, they feel okay with, or that like that they're in charge of their forgiveness process.
Mm-hmm.
And are even clear on what they need forgiven from themselves, from others.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Awesome.
That helps a lot. Thank you.
Good. All right, Nina.
Hi.
Hi. I love your throne.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. Sorry, I kind of like started talking. I didn't realize my volume was off before.
Oh, all good.
Wrapping you. Cool. It's so nice to see you. It's totally. Been a long time.
It's been so long.
Yeah. So I am in the process of creating really a new angle with my work at the moment, which is all around this this aspect of the point a woman gets to when she has grown too vast for the life she has built. So it's like the wild woman reclamation of, you know, transitioning through into something new. And I've called it the House of the Wild Divine, and that's my creation. And so the ultimate, I really just trying to get clear right now on the like where they are, where they're going, and the doing like the first sort of piece of that. So I have like the big picture of where they are and where they're going. So that, and then I'm wanting to do like a first kind of program that is like a small piece. So the ultimate is like right now they're like feeling suffocated in their life, and they, you know, they can't go to sleep at night, they wonder what the hell to do. A lot of indecision, a lot of like either around relationship, their work, or like their lifestyle. Like they've got these real big indecision things going on where they know that that doesn't match who they are anymore, or right, where, or how they want to be, how they want to live. So and then the ultimate is them being this like someone who no longer settles, and there's this creatrix of their life, and they're living this wild divine orgasmic existence. And they feel completely in integrity, like their life, mm-hmm, is with who they are, and they're living their truth. So that's like the big piece. And my idea is to do a first program that might be called Next Steps, Activating Your Trajectory Towards Your Dreams, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I could do with maybe a bit of help with like naming, describing that. Yeah, I'm just trying to chunk that down because I feel like that's like the first sort of piece is, it's like starting the journey, you know, like you're feeling like really, really confused and you don't really know where to begin your journey.
Yeah, so I'm curious, I'm just going to like, there's, So it, what I heard is that, like, in the overall, like, wild divine, where it's like, and I really feel like, you know, this woman who's become like too big, too assured, too sensual for, you know, for these, for the mold that she's existing in. And then it sounds like, so it sounds like part of the endpoint is, so I'm curious, is the endpoint like, what do you do after that? Or like, what do you do once you realize that? Because I'm curious what the next steps are for. Next steps from where?
Oh, yeah. So the point is, so they might, so the point where they are now is that realization, like, this life doesn't match how I want to be anymore.
Yeah.
They're not yet feeling their wild, divine, orgasmic, sensual self. They're like, they're shut down in various ways, like shut off. Maybe they haven't got any libido. Maybe they're thinking about leaving their husband. Maybe they're sick of like all the dates that they're going on. If they're single, they're just like not meeting. So they're not feeling that wild divine. The end point is them feeling, is their like total wild divine orgasmic activated. So the end is them living like that.
And then so what is what are you working on? Like, how big, how long is the program? And do you have, like, how can I best support you?
Ah, okay.
The end point, so, the starting point?
No, like a midpoint program. So I'm not totally sure on how long it would be. I was wondering if I might even do like a 2-week piece that could also be a weekend piece that could also be a, like, I don't know, something else shortish as well. I don't know if 2 weeks is quite the right amount of time yet, but what I want to work on first is like that initial doorway piece that will lead into the bigger 6 months long program or multiple retreat program or whatever the next bit looks like. So right now I want help with the first piece that will give people that will begin their trajectory towards this wild, divine, orgasmic existence. Yeah.
So what do you think? Like so has your protagonist, your hero, has she realized this disconnect that doesn't, that, you know, between where she's at and like the structures around her? Does she realize that there's things that she's shutting off or shutting down?
She knows I don't know if she realizes like all the problem. I think she realizes that she wants to run away from what it is, what she has now. Like she has this idea, like she's likely thinking, do I need to leave my husband? Or so she's thinking about all the external things that are wrong, as opposed to maybe realizing that it's the internal, like,
right,
mismatch that is happening, this like internal, like, lost who she is, lost her.
So when you first said the title, there was next steps : and what was the piece after that?
Yeah, so I thought it could, I mean next steps feels like the thing. And then I was thinking that this piece could be activating your trajectory towards your dreams or towards something, maybe activating your trajectory. I don't know if the dream.
So it sounds to me like that at this point, like, right, there's like that running away, like, how do I get out of this? Like, where it seems like overwhelming and too much because the disconnect is so strong.
Yeah.
But there's a piece here around, to me, so tell me if this resonates, around taking responsibility for her role and where she's at and being empowered to do something about it instead of like, it's this man or it's this or it's the job. Yeah. you know, and realizing that a lot of these, so like in what are the stories or the patterns that have led to these choices?
Yeah, that's like so spot on, because that's what I want to bring people to, that it's like their nervous system and their like inner turmoil and their conditioning and traumas, you know, like they can't like make a decision about leaving their husband or changing the job or any of that stuff is like just the nervous
system. Because it would all be reactive.
Yeah, yeah, it's been reactive. Yeah, yeah. So what do you say? So it's this taking responsibility for her role and that, yeah, carry on talking.
Right. So it's like taking responsibility for their role and their reality. So I think like my question to you is like, you know, how aware is your hero of where she's at? And because I think like, you know, trajectory towards your dreams, to me, it sounds like, you know, if you can't burn it all down, what can you do?
Yeah.
Because it sounds like part of what she's doing is that it's like, I want to start over. I want to, which is like, that's okay if that's what you want to do, but like, be mindful about it and be like discerning and come from a place that's not reactive.
Yeah. And like, that's what I want to bring people to, is that burning it all down actually might not be the solution at all.
Right. Because, and also like, you can't keep burning shit down. You also have to create.
Yeah, because otherwise you just go from relationship to relationship to like job to
and
job.
And you keep burning and
bringing down and not solving the inner
to. Yeah, I call it like the, you know, like the common denominator.
The common denominator. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, you just keep bringing yourself and you're like, why do I keep having relationships that are just the same as my ex? And yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I feel like that's like good fodder to like, so to I think what's most helpful is like,
yeah,
you know, to go back with all of this, right? It's like the big umbrella is like this vast, wild, divine, but it's like now you need to narrow down to like, she's still far away from that. First, she needs to like take responsibility and begin to undo. So it's like, you know, the first layer, or maybe it's the third layer, you know, in this path toward like broader divinity, but it doesn't sound like she's going to get to that. You know, in this workshop, maybe it's like she undoes one layer or two layers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like she undoes a layer, which enables at least some clarity towards the next step that she might take, or the next like following of her desire, like trusting to follow, what she needs to come back to herself.
Yeah. So
become who she really wants to be, like her becoming.
Right.
Yeah.
So work with that. And again, like get clear on the, you know, the before, the beginning and the end, and the clearer you are on that, you know, 'cause it sounds like it needs to be a little bit more focused on the initial steps.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I could think about what might be the first layer that somebody might undo. Is
yeah.
that what you mean? Like the first, like if I'm thinking about that process, what is the first gate that they have to go through?
Right.
So it's so hard, isn't it, when you're trying to look back through your journey yourself and you're like, what was the first gate?
Well, I think part of it is I wonder, and I want to shift to someone else just for, and I think you have stuff like to work with, but I think part of it, it sounds, is like that awareness of either like something's not working or noticing these impulses in oneself, like you were saying, to escape, to run away, to burn it all down. And it's like, you're providing, in a way, like you're providing an alternative.
Yeah, that's true. So it might be the first gate is actually like really, it's like acknowledging and speaking out loud all of those like impulses and all those pieces that they're like hiding and not daring to say because they don't want to destroy everything, or they don't like, they're too right. scared. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So does that feel okay for now?
It's so useful. Honestly, thank you so much.
Awesome. Yay. And thanks for your patience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Thomas, I see you. I just want to make sure, Patty, I see that you have other questions, but all right. Patty, give me one moment. Oh, but Thomas, I have to go back to your question. Oh, right on. Okay. Thank you for that clarity. So Thomas, you have so much great detail. Are you here like voice to voice? It's okay if you don't want to do video. But are we together? Oh, you have a client. Okay. Yes, we can. I'm going to make a note. Okay, Patty.
Hi. Now, I think I'm okay now. I didn't listen to the first recording yet, so I was referring to the handouts, like just follow the handout. I think I just got confused because you wanted me to start with the end result. And then I'm thinking, am I supposed to be working backward? Like what happens before the end result? Then what happens before that and that? So then I just took out the, so now I'm just starting with, I'll just follow the handouts. I'll do my best and then share it with you the next time. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think that, you know, I wanted to, I love that you're showing up here. Like, I feel like that's so important. And you know, we can only get done what we can get done. So like totally honoring that you're in a full-time job, that you can't show up for the recordings live. So I wonder if for you, there's, you know, if there's a way next week, either Monday evening or on Tuesday sometime to listen, so that you have more time to integrate and to get an idea before before our next get it done session.
I know what, on Monday, I won't get the recording until Tuesday. So that's—
So was that an issue with us and how quickly we get the recording?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm going with the flow. I already know.
Because it ends at 5 p.m. for East Coast.
Sorry?
It ends at 5 p.m. for East Coast.
Yeah, I don't get home from work.
5 p.m., yeah.
I don't get home from work until like 6. I start, I'm up at 4:30.
Yeah, that's a super long day anyway. So I think, and actually like, let's come back, everyone, because this also reminds me, so just taking a moment, again, I'd love to hear how it went, any celebrations or acknowledgements. And I want you to really take in what you did do. And there are two actions that I suggest. The first is that leave yourself leave yourself some breadcrumbs. Make a note, highlight, add a post-it, let yourself know where you want to pick back up so that you save yourself time when you go back to it. Let yourself know where to find yourself, where you left off. The other thing is that I would love for you to also set aside your next 90-minute chunk of time so that you have it. It's a way, put it in your calendar, that it's a way of committing to it. So again, so put in your calendar when your next work chunk or get it done session will be. As a group, we're going to come back on Wednesday, the 27th. I love that. I'm totally celebrating that confidence. I'm so glad, Alta, that even though you're at work. Any other celebrations or any questions? And Michaelyn, I will, I'm gonna reach out to you and yeah, separately, just so. Yeah. Any celebrations? Yay for momentum. And take your time and make sure that you're being kind and patient with yourself. I think if anything, you know, all of us have so much content and so many ideas, and it's more about like distilling it, and we want to do all the things. And I think the last thing I'll say, it's like, there's part of like, I mean, I was a straight A student. This is so much easier said than done. You know, of course there's a process, there are steps, like, but you know, as much as I can encourage all of us to focus on getting it done, then getting it right. And then you'll have something to work with. And then we'll get closer to what's right for you and your clients. So I think the most right thing is to give yourself patience and grace and love to be free in what you're creating, instead of like cutting it off in the beginning with this attachment to being right. No judgment. Ask me how I know. It takes me hours to write a newsletter, so. All right, y'all. Thanks a million. See you in the Facebook group and see you next week. And really awesome to be here with you. Thanks for all the inspiration.
Thank you. Can I just quickly clarify before our next call? Is it the that handout, the Your Solution Plus Method, is that the piece that we invited to complete before the next session, the next teaching session? Or,
you know,
just because I'm a straight A student too, right? I'd like to know exactly what I'm supposed to have done.
Oh, totally. I'm the same. And that's why, like, I don't want to tell you something wrong. Now I'm like going against my own advice, but as a let me make sure that we're clarifying. I have some ideas about how to make this group even more efficient, and let me just make sure that the homework is clarified.
Okay.
So is it cool if I do that in the group? Oh, because your day is just starting. Is that okay for you? Your day is just starting.
It is, yeah.
All right, is it okay if you get it toward the end of the day?
Oh, no, that's fine. I just wanted to know before our next live call so that I'm not like talking about something that I'm, you know, not ready for. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Awesome. All right, thanks everyone. Take care.